we're supposed to have a policy in this city called Complete Streets. Our first guest from the Department of Metropolitan Development talked briefly about it. Complete Streets basically means that in designing neighborhoods, in zoning, in designing development and all this kind of good stuff, we need to keep in mind that people just don't drive from one place to another. Some people want to walk. Some people want to ride a bicycle to get to where they need to go, particularly in neighborhoods where you've got sidewalks and you've got people who don't have cars. That's one of the things Complete Streets is supposed to be about. And the other day we had a couple of callers. And it was first raised when the chief of police and the public safety director were here about a dangerous situation that I actually have seen with my own eyes of senior citizens who live in the near downtown area off of Indiana Avenue, those that are from the senior citizen and handicapped apartments that are on Indiana Avenue across from the old Lockfield called Indiana Avenue Apartments. And then there's a senior citizen community, Goodwin Plaza, just north of the Madam Walker, along St. Clair. And where the old West End used to be, the old A&P, way back in the day. There's a shopping center there, mostly with restaurants and the Starbucks and what have you, liquor store. But there's also one of the dollar stores that sells staples. The only thing, they don't sell vegetables. They don't sell meat, but they sell other staples of life. I personally have seen senior citizens, individuals handicapped in wheelchairs and motorized wheelchair vehicles trying to cross 10th Street at PACA, which is one of the streets, and then there's another street. I'm trying to see him cross there. Trying to get across that street with a car is rough. Imagine what it's like for a senior citizen to cross, or someone in a wheelchair, or a walker, or a motorized cart. I've seen it with my own eyes. Others have seen it. There are a couple of videos out on YouTube. We put one of the videos on our website over the weekend at praiseindy.com. Gotten a bunch of comments and a bunch of reaction. So I had a real simple question, Chris, for the Department of Public Works. I sent him a letter, sent him an email yesterday. Took out from my Father's Day to send him an email. Said, working on a story for Afternoons with Amos today, Monday, June 16th, concerning a lack of marked crosswalks with flashing lights in the Indiana Avenue West 10th, 11th Street corridors, specifically along West 10th Street at PACA. There have been concerns raised by listeners in the community, including YouTube videos, about the dangerous pedestrian crossing environment for senior citizens and the handicapped, many of whom are African American, at the 10th and PACA location. This involves seniors walking from Goodwin Plaza and Indiana Avenue senior and handicapped communities to the shopping center at 10th and 11th Streets between Indiana Avenue and MLK. Trying to get someone from DPW on the phone on our show today, Monday, to find out, is DPW aware of this problem? And if so, what are the plans to alleviate it? I said the interview would be by phone for about 10 minutes. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. Sign me. Now, Chris, isn't that nice? You think that was nice? Okay. My better spirits. So I get a reply from the Department of Public Works. In their reply, they list 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. They list 12 specific incidents where one person who lives in the area, who is not a senior citizen, has raised issues about traffic and congestion and pedestrian issues and vehicle issues in that neighborhood. Obviously, DPW thinks I'm responding on behalf of them, which I am not. DPW's larger reply is, thank you for the offer to discuss this issue. Unfortunately, we aren't available to discuss. We have not received any specific requests to accommodate people with disabilities at this location. We have a special process for that when those requests arise. Please note, people should not be crossing mid-block at this location. For safety reasons, we strongly discourage mid-block crossings, especially along major thoroughfares, and recommend that pedestrians cross the street at the signalized intersections. That said, we have responded to a number of other requests for work in this area, and I have summarized those below. We are committed to working with residents moving forward as well. I hope you find this helpful. Thanks again for reaching out. Signed, Stephanie Wilson, who is the communications director of the Department of Public Works. Obviously, Stephanie don't know how to read an email. Stephanie don't know how to read a map. First of all, I wasn't talking about somebody crossing at the middle of a block. The intersection of 10th and Paca is an intersection. A street dead ends into 10th Street. That is an intersection. Stephanie, didn't they teach you that at traffic school, at DPW school? That's an intersection. You know how many crosswalks I've seen in this city that are at on an intersection like that, where there's not necessarily a stoplight? Then my favorite was, well, unfortunately, we aren't available to discuss. Then she throws out, we have a special process for accommodating people with disabilities. That's what we want to know. What's the process? How can I explain the process if you, Stephanie, don't want to come on the air and explain the process?
Two three nine thirteen ten.
Afternoon's name is. Let me go to Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm okay.
I'm the person that Stephanie's referring to that has been making complaints for years about the situation over here.
Girl, she done put all your concerns that you have made to the city in this email going back to April 2004. She put all your business in the street except for your name.
That's fine because they lying. They are lying. They could care less about the old timers over here. They want us gone. That's just the bottom line. When they talk about the seniors crossing at MLK, there's no sidewalk on the south north side of 10th Street. How are they going to do that? Plus, the sidewalk on MLK is too narrow. You cannot use a wheelchair on that sidewalk. They know that. They've been knowing that for years.
Have they ever discussed with you and with all the things that you brought up in the area, their procedure for special requests to accommodate people with disabilities?
Oh, I asked them, and they keep trying to fob me off. They want me to disappear. They want to say that I'm crazy, I'm asking too much, but it's not to ask. It's not. I'm asking them to give us the same consideration that they give those coveted demographic people that they want living downtown, and they don't want to do it. They just don't want to do it. Personally, they're asking me to back out into traffic going 40 miles an hour blindly. Who's going to do that?
UPS trucks won't even do that.
Yeah, who's going to do that? I asked them to go stand on the sidewalk. I know no one's done that. I asked them, I said, take your mom, take your dog, take your baby. You stand on that sidewalk and see if it's safe. They just, like, ignore me. Or they'll say, are we looking into it? Are we going to do something? Nothing's been done. And I'm over it. I'm just totally over it. You know,
like I said,
I'm paying taxes. Wait a minute. I'm paying taxes. I'm maintaining city property. I'm absorbing accident-related expenses. I'm dealing with panhandlers. And I can't use my property. And they're trying to tell me that it's nothing they can do.
Let me ask a question. One of the things you wrote down here was back in October 2005, said a resident, I'm assuming that you, correct me if I'm wrong, requested the installation of a crosswalk across 10th Street near California. Where's California Street?
There's Mark going west.
Okay.
Martin Luther King, California, Camp, and then Pecos Street.
So it's on the streets on the south side of the street along 10th?
Yes.
So California runs into 10th Street?
Yes.
That's
and
not
the residents of Goodland Plaza can't use California Street because it's full of potholes. A wheelchair cannot travel down that street.
So wait a minute. See,
it burns me up. It just burns me up.
Well,
that they don't have enough respect for us.
Well, here's the other thing. The other thing is this whole concept of mid block. You know, first of all, yeah, we know what a mid-block is. No, I take that back. Mid-block is halfway between two streets. That's the middle of the block. From Camp to, what's that other street? From Camp, each one of those streets. Camp, California, what's the other one over there?
Pecos, Camp,
California. Those are all blocks.
They're all blocks. And listen here, for years, people always cross the Camp Street because it makes the most sense. There's no sidewalk on the north side of 10th Street. What are you going to do? You can't cross a university. When they built the monorail, they took away the crosswalk. What you going to do?
Like I said, girl, the only thing she did not put in this email to me was your name.
That's fine. She can publicize my name. I want them all to know that I'm upset. It's crazy. It's just so crazy. And the other thing that gets me is that people turn their head. Like you said, you see them crossing the street.
Somebody sent me an email and told me to call Councilman Bob Osley. Trust me, the councilman's on my list.
Bob is aware of it. I don't know what he's done in terms of lobbying them, because mm-hmm. he has told me personally that they're a hard nut to crack. So I don't know. But
wait till I tell you that this email that I sent back to Stephanie Wilson, the head of communications for the Department of DPW. Why do they think that I just came to town? I've only been in Indianapolis 1 or 2 years. Why do they think?
Because they just came to town or came to this side of town. I don't know.
Don't they realize if somebody's paid their dues for 40 years, I know every trick in the book, and some they don't even know yet. I appreciate it. Let me go to Anonymous at 239. Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
At 239-1310. Hi, Anonymous.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm not a genius, but I think the reason that they're hard nut to crack over there is because the representative is caught between the forces that be over there, between IU, the mm-hmm. hospital, and IUPUI, the school. They're constantly buying a property over there, and I think it's just a way for them to squeeze and force the elderly people out of the area. If you look at the changing demographics, it's now full of student housing mm-hmm. and resident housing for either the school or for the residents at the hospital. And I think those two are dueling for property over there. They're not going to do anything to make any improvements unless the elderly people are gone. And that's just my theory on it.
I understand what you're saying, but let me put another spin on it. For a minute, okay. Let's assume for a second you're right, and they want to get all the senior citizens out of the Ransom Place neighborhood. And let's say that the students, who are predominantly and overwhelmingly white, fill up those apartments at Indiana Avenue and Goodwin Plaza, okay? those folks are going to want to walk over to the shopping center because they're going to want to go to the Starbucks. They're going to want to go to the rib place. They're going to want to go to the convenience store. They're going to want to go get the high-priced liquor at the liquor store, what have you. They're then going to walk down Paca and Camp and California, and they're going to run into the same problem of trying to cross the Indianapolis Motor Speedway that is West 10th Street. And part of this is the city always talks this smack about walkability, sustainability. And if that all is true, then there should be crosswalks at every one of those streets because that neighborhood is evolving into a walking neighborhood. It's just the seniors have practiced it first. You follow me? Because I see the students walking down and trying to cross as well. Because occasionally I go over to there for lunch. That's why I'm seeing this with my eyeballs. And so I have not only seen the seniors and those who are handicapped trying to navigate those streets. I've seen the students. The only difference is students move quicker than handicapped folks and our seniors. So they know how to run. Come on, we all know how to run that street dash. We're all being like Jesse Owens back in the day or Gail Devers and speed across the street when a car is approaching us at 50 miles an hour. Students know how to do that. The seniors don't. And when I get attitudes like Ms. Wilson. Anyway, let me go back to the phones. 239. Oh, DPW, if you're listening, or you ordinary folks that are that may work for DPW. This is how you're getting good with your bosses. Text them right now. Mr. Moles, that black person is on the radio talking about you, Mr. Moles. You better listen. You better get up there and listen. I can't stop him. I don't know what he gonna do, but you might. Yeah, so get that on there with the folks from DPW. So hopefully, Ms. Taylor doesn't have to worry about crossing busy streets to get to the dollar store, the convenience store, for the necessities of life, unlike seniors that live in the Indiana Avenue, Walker Building, Ransom Place neighborhood. That the paper pushers in the Department of Public Works, those are the same people that ain't getting the grass cut in some of our parks, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that in there. As we're trying to find out, you know, why the city won't even consider a crosswalk on West 10th Street at either Paca Street, which is what I suggested. It seems like where the greatest problem is. Not a traffic light, trying to compromise. A marked crosswalk. That's where you put the little white lines across the street, and then you put up the flashing yellow light. Because in state law, somebody's in that crosswalk, the cars are supposed to slow down and stop. If this was the Monon Trail, DPW, y'all would do that. If this was the Cultural Trail, you all would do that. But if these were all white young college students, you'd do that. But handicapped people and African-American senior citizens, y'all come up with a bunch of excuses. The other thing that gets me is all of these young, just got out of college, ink still dry on their degree, they still owe a whole bunch of student loan, young people in public relations that the city hires. And trying to tell me stuff that I know they lie. And they're not sophisticated enough to know that I can tell their lies. We asked DPW very nicely to come on the program to at least explain why they won't consider putting a crosswalk to help the handicapped and senior citizens in the West 10th Street, Indiana Avenue area. And their response was they weren't available to discuss. They weren't available, and then said we have a then wanted to say they have a special process to accommodate people with disabilities, but then won't come on the air to tell us what that process is. Now, y'all know, y'all been around. If Barbara Walters wrote somebody and said, I'd like you to come on, and they replied, we aren't available. Now, y'all know what Barbara Walters would do. You know what Ed Bradley, God rest his soul, and Mike Wallace would do. You know what Diane Sawyer, oh, Lord. Okay. You know what the drug abuser, Rush Limbaugh, would do. He'd go off. Come on, let's be real. We know what Roland Martin would do. Roland Martin, first of all, would take off to Ascot and go off. Yes, he would. So, after the folks, the director of public relations or whatever the title is with the Department of Public Works, Stephanie Wilson, said that she wasn't available to discuss and gives me all these other reasons, I very nicely said, Dear Stephanie, thanks for the information. It is helpful, but I'm curious. Is it the DPW is not available to discuss this issue today or tomorrow, but would be available later in the week to discuss it on air? Your note indicated you have a special process for accommodating people with disabilities, but your note doesn't indicate what that process is. That's why a voice interview on this issue is critical. If this request was coming from WIBC Radio or WFYI Radio, would DPW be giving those media outlets the same reply as you've given me? Is WTLC in a different category of media as those other audio media? I raised a question that listeners and the community have raised about dangers to seniors in that area. Ransom Place in that area who are crossing at specific intersections, 10th and Paca, in the Ransom Place, Indiana Avenue area. I've personally witnessed the problems with handicapped and seniors crossing at that specific intersection, not mid-block, as well as at 10th and Camp, which also is not mid-block. So I know the folks at DPW Communications aren't that busy that they can't do a voice interview with Indianapolis media other than WTLC. So what day, Thursday or Friday, can I expect someone on air to discuss this issue? Sincerely. Now, Stephanie, I know people above your pay grade told you to lie instead of telling me the truth. Now, if your superior said, we do not want you to go on that show with that troublemaking so-and-so, then why don't you say that? First rule of public relations, Stephanie Wilson, just like doctors are supposed to do no harm, first rule of public relations is tell the media that you're dealing with the truth. That's the first rule. Don't sit there and just invent half-truths and inaccuracies. We're not available to discuss. Oh, come on, I pay your salary. Your job is to communicate your policies and answer questions of the media. You can't tell me if you got an email from Andrea Moorhead asking for an interview or Kara Kenny. You tell them, no, you're not available. Do you know what they would do to you at 5, 6, 7, 10, and 11? So don't insult DPW, my intelligence. Because that's what you're doing.